You know what sucks? Doing that weekly shop for groceries. Milk, cereal, bread, potatoes. The list goes on and on. Only this trip was a little bit different. I'd seen you around a couple of times. It's pretty hard to forget you, if I'm honest. Your exquisite body lingers on the mind. I catch your eye at opposite ends of the aisle, but think nothing of it. I casually smile to be polite as we approach each other. Being that close to you, your beauty becomes even more elegant. Your slender legs covered perfectly by those tight jeans. Your white blouse buttoned almost entirely, but manages to show just a hint of cleavage between your voluptuous breasts, sparking my imagination. I realize my gaze was focused too long on your top. Partly because your black bra defines your curves in a way most women dream of. I look up and see you staring back at me, a slightly mischievous look in your eye that turns me into a quivering schoolboy. Red-faced, I leave and try to carry on with my shopping, only you're all I can think about. I wander down the next aisle, not even attempting to shop anymore, images of how I imagine you but naked flashing through my mind. Stirring my manhood from slumber. I reach the end of the aisle and my trolley bashes into another. To my horror, it's you. Your bag, which was hanging on the back, lands on the floor with a leathery slap, and the blood returns to my face. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was daydreaming for a second. I didn't see you. You flash those eyes at me again. Once again, I melt. You'll be sorry. You say in a teasing tone. You turn around to pick it up, and to my surprise, you snap in the middle, leaving your ass high in the air, the jeans clinging to your skin as if they were one. Your blouse, just a little too short, displays some of your silk-like skin on your hips. You wiggle slightly, or at least I imagine you did, before returning your body upright. You smile, almost menacing when you turn to face me. You said you'd be sorry. I struggle to find the words, my mind still focused on your impeccable cheeks. I simply wander off. Men are not made to be toyed with like this. It does things to our brain. We become dysfunctional. Clearly, this is something you know. As I walk away, I replay the images in my head and realize something unusual. There was something rigid and oddly shaped in the back of your trousers. It only sticks out just a tiny bit, but with those jeans framing your ass, it's hard to miss. I shrug it off and assume you must have had something in your back pocket. I try to continue on with my shop, a man on a mission. I refuse to be trapped here for days thinking about what I want to do to you, only you weren't finished. For the next 10 minutes, you were pulling every trick in the book to get me aroused in public. You stroked my arm as you passed me the next time. You placed your hand on my chest and slowly pushed me aside as you reached for something, your hand gently gliding down as you did so. You pulled your blouse to reveal a little more cleavage every time you faced me. Every time we made eye contact, your eyes flickered to my crotch, leading me on in your head, knowing that you owned me now. Your final move was bolder than I expected. While standing in the middle of the aisle, I was trying to decide what kind of bread to buy. This shouldn't be a difficult task, but my usual functions were running on minimum capacity. All of my blood had flown to my cock, now fully erect, but restrained by my pants to be pressed against my leg. I could already feel the drop of pre-cum seeping through into my jeans. You walked up next to me and faced the bread. No words were spoken. You took my hand in yours, moved it onto your ass cheeks, and gave it a good squeeze. I could feel you smiling. Then you moved my hand down just under the curve of your cheeks, and that's when I knew I hadn't imagined anything. There is something there. There's a butt plug in your ass. By this point, I'm slightly sweating. Flustered under this level of arousal, and sexual tension as you walk away and drag me by my hand. At this point, I'd have followed you anywhere. Hand in hand, we walk straight into the storage room, ignoring the rest of the world. The second the door closed, your blouse was off, your body pressed against mine, kissing me like you'd never been kissed before. My hand returns to your ass. I'm still in denial that this is even happening. I have to be sure. I gently squeeze your ass cheeks, kneading them softly, using my thumbs to locate your toy. And sure enough, it's there. Your hand slides under my jeans and belt, and wraps around my cock, throbbing from so much excitement. Our kissing becomes even more intense. Your hand leaves my dick, and with one swift movement, my belt and pants are undone and fall to the floor. I realize this isn't the first time you've turned someone into your toy for fun. I'm not sure what part of me clicked, but a base Neanderthal process, long dormant in me, awoke in front of you. You've had your way with whomever you've wanted, made them into your little fuck toy, fucked them exactly how you wanted, like putty in your hands. For the good of mankind, this time, it would be me that used you. But I had to act first before I succumbed to your wishes. My hands move with surgeon-like precision. One unclips your bra, the other your jeans. You take the hint, not yet knowing the tables have turned, and remove your bra whilst kissing me. I finally place my hands on your hips, slowly slide down your trousers over your perfect ass. You wiggle as I do so to help. My cock slides between your legs. The shaft rubs against your pussy, whilst the cold plastic of the plug chills the head. I wrap my arms around you and pick you up, placing you onto a nearby crate, and I start to kiss my way down your body. Your arms hold my head against your breasts, smothering me as I kiss them. I flick the nipple with my tongue before sucking on it and gently nibbling. Kiss down your smooth stomach, licking here and there as I go. And soon, I find the taste of your juices on my tongue. I give a long lick right from the bottom, right up to the top of your pussy, and relish in the taste. My tongue gets to work and starts darting around. I vary between licking, kissing, and gently nibbling around your pussy. My tongue finds its way to your pussy entrance and draws circles around before probing inside. You move your hips, grinding on my face as I taste you. My hand that was holding your legs apart now slides up your thigh and replaces my tongue at the entrance to your pussy. I slowly slide a finger in, millimeter by millimeter, until my hand is pressed against you. I focus my tongue on your clit, drawing ever-decreasing circles like a shark to its prey, before flicking across. All the while, my finger slowly fucks you. Only now do I realize how loudly you've been moaning. I move my other hand up to your mouth and feel you greedily suck on my fingers, but only slightly stifling the moans. I swap fingers, giving you the chance to taste your juices like a good little slut, before using the other hand to ever slowly pull out your butt plug. You moan loud as it eventually reaches the maximum width and quickly escapes. My tongue darts about onto its next victim and soon finds its way to your little ass, flicking in and out. The mix of my saliva and your juices acts as the perfect lube, allowing me to push the butt plug back inside you with little resistance. Enough toying. It's my turn for fun. I stand up straight and pull your legs over my shoulders, raising your ass slightly off the surface. My cock rubs against the outside of your pussy, mixing my pre-cum with your already dripping juices before sliding inside you. This time, we both moan. With one hand holding your legs up, my other reaches round and I use my thumb to stroke your clit in rhythm with my cock as I fuck you. The pace builds and the sounds of our sex gets louder and louder. The slapping of your ass against my thighs, the thud of the crate as it bangs against the wall, the moans of our pleasure that escape our lips. I know we can't last much longer, as your moans grow more intense. They affect me and push me closer to orgasm. So I decide to switch things up. I pull out of you quickly and lean down to give your pussy another good lick. The pre-cum sweetens the already delectable concoction of our juices. I turn you around and bend you over the crate, pushing your stomach against the juices that ran down your thigh onto the surface. I grab hold of your hips and place my cock back inside you. I quickly build up the pace, using my grip on your hips to thrust harder. With my right hand, I glide up your back and neck until my fingers run through your hair. I curl them round to grab a handful and pull your head back, forcing your back to arch and stick your ass out. As the moans grow louder and deeper, I feel your hand reach back and grab my balls. Finding it too much to handle, I thrust hard and feel myself explode inside you. Cum pours out of my cock inside your throbbing pussy as you let out one final long moan. Spent, I slowly withdraw from your warmth and stand there taking in the smells of our sex before realizing where I am and what just happened. I quickly get dressed as you lie there basking in your victory over me, and then it dawns on me. You never wanted me to submit to you. All along, you wanted me to take control and to fuck you. You got exactly what you wanted, and I fell right into your trap.